Hi, Greg.
Hello.
So you've just done the talk on the future of radio. Tell us a bit about what you think that's going to look like and what you said in the session.
The future of radio is looking promising. I think to sum up, I would say that radio has always been my favourite medium, and it's become even more important than I think it ever was, whether it be rolling news or jumping on the back of a zeitgeisty sort of moment or a big pop culture moment or something like some breaking news or something like that. It's the most reactive, it's the most instant, and it really falls medium, and it falls in line with what people are consuming or how people are consuming stuff. So it's as quick as Instagram, it's as quick as Twitter. It can set the agenda for the day almost, and it can be a real good commentator on stuff, and it's very reactive and instant, and that's why I've always found it very the best medium. And also it's very personal. You're inviting these people into your cars or your kitchens or whatever, so you like these people and you're invested in them and you trust them. So that's why radio, I think, is very important, always has been and always will be.
And they've just done an announcement about a 12-week takeover show of student stations. How excited would you have been when you were at student radio about that opportunity?
I would have already put my demo in, and that was only announced 5 minutes ago. It's brilliant that Radio 1 are still supporting student radio, and they're still saying that this is a great place to get new talent, whether it be in front of the mic or as a producer or a newsreader or whatever. I think it's very important that student radio is acknowledged as a great place, as a great training ground for people, and that's what Radio 1's doing. So it's good, really good.
And what have people got to do to stand out now as a presenter? Do you know one big tip?
I don't know. I think not worrying about it too much, just being you, just doing your thing. And if you're genuinely invested in it and it's not too try hard, then, you know, with a bit of luck, you should be able to get somewhere, wherever that somewhere is you want to get to. But, you know, just be dedicated to it and learn everything about it. Notice what everyone else is doing and react to the world and think what's your take on certain things. Have opinions, have creative ideas, keep coming up with ideas, and just be very engaged with it, I think, is really key. So there's not one bit of advice that says, if you do this, you'll become a presenter, because everyone's very different. So just be passionate about it and you know, keep going with it and be dedicated.
Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Thanks.